WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
That is some audio quality right there. Hello.
Oh, that's beautiful audio quality.
It really is. Welcome to Radio Read Me, what qualifies as radio entertainment in this day and age. Just before we start, a quick disclaimer. We do need to remind you, the views, thoughts, actions, daydreams, and opinions mentioned on this show are ours and ours alone. WRCT has no affiliation in that sense. While we might style ourselves like a real news show, we promise to tell you nothing but lies, half-truths, and pure fiction. If you or any other listener think that we've told you the truth at any point, send me an email. I'll make sure we don't do it again. With the views you provide are meant to be silly and as stupid as possible, and we wouldn't get up every morning if we couldn't provide that for you. Do you want to introduce ourselves?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for that quick disclaimer.
No worries.
I'm Yara Janssen, the only host north of the equator that still has a handlebar mustache.
And I know you guys can't see this because this is an audio show only, but this man has a beautiful handlebar mustache. How long did it take you to grow that out?
Oh, well, I mean, it took at least 3 days, maybe even four. It's hard to count nowadays.
Only took you 3 or 4 days to get a full mustache?
Well, you know what they say. If you can't grow one in 3 days, what's the point anymore?
That is true. I see that one day stubble, and I'm like, well, you got to go commit to it. Either go clean shaven or handlebar.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Too many people in these day and age.
Brings me to my next question. What kind of wax do you use for your handlebar mustache?
Personally, I use W5 wax on my handlebar mustache.
Interesting. Is that the matte one or the shiny one?
That's the shiny one. In fact, it's used by my favorite up-and-coming celebrity.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I don't know if I want to mention their name on air right now, but their name might rhyme with Carnum.
Carnum. Mm. Would they be, by any chance, administrator at a university?
They possibly could be. Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't say exactly, but yes.
Well, this is the shiny wax. Their bald dome is incredibly shiny. In fact, it's been used as a spotlight in some cases.
Of course. In fact, you can actually see your own face in my handlebar mustache.
That's amazing. Hold on. I can confirm that I can see my own face in there.
It's absolutely wonderful.
But back to our unknown celebrity. This mic keeps turning. What I can tell you is at some point, they were trying to find something in the Mahangahela, and they just shone a light directly onto his head to focus the beam. It's actually pretty impressive.
That's actually extremely impressive, and that worked.
Yep, it worked, and notably, you are on WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right. Okay, well, let's get into the actual show, because we have quite a few things to tell you, most of which are lies, right?
I'd say all of them, if not most of them, yeah.
Sounds good to me. What have you been up to recently?
Well, you know, the other day I was just thinking, I had gone vinyl shopping, as I usually do on the weekends, mm-hmm. and I saw something by an artist, you would never guess who it was.
Oh my God, who was it?
You're not going to guess it, okay?
Well, I'm not going to guess it.
It was Jeeves and the Jazz Band.
Jeeves
and the Jazz Band.
Sorry, I was taken aback because I've never heard of these people before.
Oh, I see. You clearly aren't too cultured about that sort of thing. Imagine jazz.
Hold on. Let me imagine jazz for a moment.
I'll give you your time there.
I'm imagining jazz.
Continue. You have in your head. Okay,
I do.
You have jazz in your head.
I do.
Wonderful. Imagine an amazing jazz band, okay?
Okay.
Got it? Person singing. Their name's Jeeves.
Okay, so far so good.
Found them in a vinyl store, okay?
They were actually performing.
No. Their vinyl was in a vinyl store. Their performance was on the disc, but I promise they weren't performing on the disc.
Hold on. You've thrown a lot of things at me. I'm very confused. I see now. Okay, so you found this vinyl in this vinyl store about Jeeves and the jazz band. What are you doing with it?
Personally, I was just looking at it in awe. I was thinking, wow, it's amazing that they can fit a band in that tiny little disc.
I'm sorry. You were amazed that you could fit a band in a tiny little disc?
I was. I mean, it was maybe 11, 12 inches, and wow, they played so many songs.
Hold on. Do we have some CDs in the office right now? Would you believe what I have right here?
Well, this is a CD. You're going to have to explain this to me. What is this?
It's a CD.
And that being what?
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm not miming this anymore. This is a real CD now. So this is a CD.
Okay.
And you would not believe, but there is an entire band on this small disc.
An entire band on an even smaller disc.
I know. Vinyls? Large. This is the technology of the future.
How long ago did they make this? When's this?
Oh, I have no idea. But in 10 years, everyone's going to have one of these babies everywhere.
I believe you fully. I think the fact that you can fit an entire band on that's amazing. What's next? Are we going to start fitting countries on CDs? Is that what the C stands for?
I'm pretty sure the C does not stand for country, but it'd be very entertaining if it did.
It would be very entertaining.
What could the C stand for?
Well, we're saying we're fitting small bands in there.
We are fitting small bands into it.
Are they famous bands? Any bands?
Well, they could be... Well, I feel like it could be famous bands. It could also be Jeeves and the Jasmine. It just sort of depends on the day.
Okay, so it could be very famous or famous. Understandable. I'm not too sure what I would say it stands for. What do you think?
Well, hold on. I gotta look this up for a second. CD stands for Creative Disc.
Creative disc. It's
That's
very,
what I'm being told.
I guess it's a very creative solution.
I know, yeah.
Before, you know, we needed rooms to fit that many people in there. Think about all the guitars and money you're saving on equipment.
You know, what if we put this entire show on a CD instead?
That would be very impressive. Would we have to get into the CD?
I think we'd have to be on
it
the
CD. It scares me a little bit. They look very comfortable. You think so?
I mean, vinyl's like, there's all these scratches and it's black material. It's very easily
dented, you know, it can shatter, which would be worrisome, especially if you're living in it.
But if you take a look at the CDs, they're shiny, they're reflective, like your handlebar mustache.
Thank you.
I feel like that's a much better, more comfortable place to live.
Okay, but one last question. How much would rent be?
Ooh. That's a good question, because we are looking for housing right now.
And, you know, CDs do sound like a possible alternative, but that is, you know, if it's pricey.
Well, there was this bridge somewhere in Pittsburgh where they were renting the area under it to sleep in. And I was looking at that, but I think we could try a CD instead.
Okay, I mean, if you think the prices are similar, I'd be down to live in a CD for a couple months.
Oh, I think that'd be fun. So, we do have a little bit of news actually coming in right now from a place that you've never heard of, but I think you should really care about. Jarl, tell me more about this place I've never heard of.
Of course, we're talking about Jonathan City. My favorite city and the home of the name Jonathan.
Is everyone named Jonathan from Jonathan City?
No, not at all. That would be contrived. But if you really think about all the Jonathans you know, in some way they relate back to Jonathan City.
That's amazing. Hold on. How many Jonathans? I don't know any Jonathans, actually.
I don't know any either.
Okay. So how do you know that every Jonathan you know relates back to Jonathan City?
The history books, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do need to be well-versed in this sort of thing to discuss Jonathan City.
I personally have never read a history book in my life. It's old, and I would rather think about the future.
Have you considered trying to read one on CD?
You know, I've never thought about it that way, and I think I should try.
I think you should. But yeah, anyways, the news coming out of Jonathan City is that for the first time ever, they will be holding the second annual Jonathan Parade.
They've only had two Jonathan Parades so far?
No, this is the first time that they're holding the second annual Jonathan Parade.
Oh, okay. So this is the first annual, second annual Jonathan Parade?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so next year it'll be the second annual, second Jonathan Parade?
I don't know if they've decided on the name yet, but okay. I would believe that would make sense for them.
So how many Jonathan Parades have there been, not including this one?
Well, this is the first second annual Jonathan Parade.
What about the first annual Jonathan Parade?
That hasn't been made yet.
Okay.
I said, this is the first second annual Jonathan Parade.
I see. You're making complete and crystal sense.
Yes, I'm sure I am, because this has been mandated by the city of Jonathan.
All right. Well, tell me more about this parade.
Yeah, well, in the parades, as you might not be shocked to learn about, there'll be a lot of people named Jonathan. But in a surprise twist of events, it does seem as if they're also going to have floats, not based off of balloons, but rather helium. They plan on stuffing the floats with helium, enough so that they can float almost like hover cars, but not go into the sky.
Wait, they don't already float?
No, they don't. I see the confusion here. So
they are called floats.
It is deeply unfortunate, and I don't understand where that comes from. But unfortunately, most common day floats don't float.
So how do they move around?
Except for root beer floats, which do float.
I've never had a root beer float actually float out of my hand.
Have you had a soda one that does the same thing?
Are there ones that aren't soda ones?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking.
Well, personally, I've never had a root beer float that has been anything more than just root beer with ice cream in it.
That must be very disappointing for you.
Is there something different like that in Jonathan City?
I'm sure there is, because they're saying that these floats can float.
Incredible. So, this parade, who's going to be there?
Well, like I mentioned before, a lot of Jonathans. Gotta expect them. Think about some Jonathans. You know, they'll probably be there, right?
I'll have to keep them in mind.
You will have to keep that in mind. However, there is one guest specifically announced by the mayor that has been kept a complete mystery for now. And I was just thinking we could speculate about the possible people it could be.
Well, speculation would be, well, what if we get it right?
Oh, well, that would actually be very impressive. There's a lot of people besides Jonathan's.
Well, I agree that there's a lot of people, but I feel like it would be spoilers if we told people who it actually was.
Do you feel like it would take away from your experience of the Jonathan Parade?
Oh, absolutely. Like if you told me who was at the Jonathan Parade, I don't think I would be beside myself.
I see. So maybe we skip past any theorizing and just hope for the best.
I would agree with that. I think that is the best way we can handle this problem.
I think so as well. I agree with you here.
You don't really have much of a spine, do you, Jarl?
No, not much.
Okay. So if I were to say anything, you would just agree with me?
Very likely, yes.
Okay. You are a terrible radio host.
That is correct, yes. This is my first time.
I am a great radio host.
Ooh, that, you know, we can agree to disagree on things.
Okay, so I'm glad you do have a little bit of a spine there, because I was very worried you were going to be a yes man.
Oh, well, I can never say yes to you. I have to be contrarian.
You always have to be contrarian.
Of course.
Okay. This show lasts for 2 hours.
Oh, God, I hope not. I cannot do this for 2 hours.
That's incredibly rude. I thought we were friends.
It's not you. It's me.
Okay. I'm having my heart broken on air. This is awful. Well, hold on. I can't have more than 5 seconds of silence, so I have to be very quick about my heartbrokenness. Give me a moment. 1, 2, 3.
Are you done being heartbroken yet?
Okay, you know what? It took me an extra second. Fine.
Okay, I'm just saying it seems like you're taking a lot of time for what I consider to be a minor heartbreak.
Minor heartbreak? I've known you for 10 years.
I don't know how you know that, because I met you yesterday.
How are we doing a radio show together if you met me yesterday?
Well, we discussed it yesterday.
And then we immediately went after it?
Yes, we did, actually.
But we were roommates back in college.
I don't know what a college is. You're going to have to explain that, but I fully have no idea who you are. I did appreciate that you complimented my handlebar moustache because you can't see your own face in it, but I don't know who you are.
That is true. Have I introduced myself yet?
Not at all.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. My name is Kevin.
Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Nice to meet you too, Jarl. I am a student at Carnegie Mellon University.
Of course.
And wait, these are all true statements.
Would you like to lie a little bit?
I would like to lie a little bit.
Go for it.
And I really, really, really like watching television.
I see. What type of television in specific?
None of it.
I see. So you're just lying.
Yes, I am. I'm a big radio fan.
I'm very impressed.
Yes. What else do we have to talk about? It's been 11 whole minutes.
11 whole minutes? Are you sure about that? I swear it's been two.
Time moves faster when you're having fun. Are you having fun?
Absolutely not, but I would like to continue with our topics.
All right, sounds good. So back to Jonathan City. We're having this massive parade.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like we said, the first ever second annual Jonathan Parade.
This is the thing you've said multiple times, and it's gotten less funny every time you've said it.
Yes, because that is simply the name of the parade.
Okay, continue.
Of course. Well, one of the things that can be expected from this parade is that the weather is looking terrible. I don't know if people have been discussing this or forecasting this, but it seems as if there is hail to be expected.
Oh, okay.
The issue is that it does seem as if nobody there is allowed to bring in any form of overcoat or umbrellas.
I see. Yes. Is there a reason for that?
Simply pure terrible planning.
That is deeply unfortunate.
Yes. It does seem as if the event organizer might derive a little bit of joy from that, actually.
Hold that thought for 1 second. Now that you mentioned the weather, I think it's a perfect time for a weather report in Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, I am not outside, so I don't know what the weather it is. I'll let you know when I do leave. All right, back to Jonathan City.
Good to know that the weather out here is still not doing however we know.
We don't know what the weather could be.
We don't. It could be great. It could be wonderful.
Yeah.
I like to think that I'll leave the station and it could be sunny.
It could be sunny. I would love to go outside and, you know, the sun is shining and the birds are chirping and I'm reminded, wow, Pittsburgh really is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
It truly is.
But that hasn't happened yet, so.
Really? I think we're like the Big Apple of Appalachia.
The Big Apple of Appalachia?
Truly, yes.
Why the Big Apple?
Well, because when I come here, I see a city of dreams. I see just a beautiful, beautiful city.
Well, I think you need to get your eyes checked. But besides that.
That could be true, actually, yes.
Let's continue our news report.
Anyways, and on to further news. Not many people have been discussing this, but in recent weeks, there have been protests against the idea of this very radio show.
Have there really?
There have indeed. However, many of them have been quashed by being consistent of over 24 people.
That is true. There are new rules on campus that we are not allowed to have protests of more than 25 people. We are just so deeply unpopular that we can't be protested against anymore.
It is true. It's very efficient because as soon as you get more than 25 people who truly root for your demise, they can't do anything.
In fact, I joined some of these protests.
Did
just
you
so
now?
They would be too large to continue.
Wonderful. And what was the reaction from the protesters?
Well, the protesters, they first were very excited. They saw, oh my God, even the people on the radio show don't
of
like
course,
the radio show.
Of course, truly. Unity, and, if anything.
And then they were very sad when the protest had to end.
Yes, of course. Very abruptly.
Yes.
Yes.
It was awful.
I can only imagine how awful it was, especially for those protesters there. And I can only imagine how awful it is to have to listen to this for those protesters. But yes, we are happy to say that regardless of whether or not they were 20 or 30 or possibly even...
Well, no, 20 or 30, 20 is fine, 30 is not fine.
30 is not fine.
Yes, 20 is okay.
Oh, I was referring more to the number of protests that have occurred in the past few weeks.
Oh, okay, continue.
Yes, however, unfortunately, the only one which was able to have a successful protest was the first one, which diminished in about 20 seconds after 26 people came up. It was tragic. I was rooting for them in a certain way.
I was too.
I was.
I don't really want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I understand that fully. I mean, when I saw those protests, I thought, wow, a way out. Doesn't that sound amazing? And that's, I think, part of the reason why I think in spirit you wanted to join and why you did.
To torpedo this entire thing.
But somehow you made it more successful. And congratulations to you for that, because you're here now and speaking into a microphone.
I know. I'm just going to pretend nobody's listening.
Well, that's a very good way of coping with the fact that your protests were unsuccessful.
Well, they were too successful. Remember what I just said?
That is very true. Now, if you were to do that in the future, how exactly would you approach it?
If I was to protest against our own show?
Yes.
In the future?
To try to be more successful, that is, because clearly you were too successful.
Well, my question is, why are we protesting against Radio Readme? What has Radio Readme done?
Well, purely, I think it's an insulting, terrible program, which truly is vile against
you. Just think we're not funny, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think we're funny.
Okay,
I'll be honest. I'll see if you want to say, yeah.
Okay, cool. If the protests are because we're just not funny, I feel like the solution would be to have... You know how most protests have these very catchy slogans?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Have the least catchy slogans possible.
I see, so sort of very clunky slogans, maybe long acronyms.
Yes. For example, at some point, I was trying to convince Carnegie Mellon to rename the new Department for Modern Languages to the School for People Who Can't Language Good and Want to Learn How to Do Other Things Good,
too. I did truly love that suggestion. I wish they had done it.
It rolls off the tongue.
It rolls off the tongue. It really does. And the fact that they rejected that, and on top of that, made sure that you're not allowed within 50 meters of that actual building, really disappointed me.
Wait, I'm not allowed within 50 meters of that actual building?
Did nobody tell you this?
No.
When was the last time you were there?
Well, I don't actually go to the school. I'm actually in a different country right now.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Yes.
Of course, yes.
Can I ask which country?
America.
I see. And where's the school located?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, makes sense.
I feel like I was very self-explanatory.
No, it was. I'm sorry. I was just a little bit confused. You have to excuse me. I am a little bit slow.
How slow?
Frankly, I don't think I can run a 1 kilometer pace at 16 minutes.
Hold on. I don't know any of these conversions.
Sorry,
so
I don't think I could run a 1 mile at 16 minutes.
Okay. I'm still not really understanding these conversions. What is 16 minutes? Is that a European thing?
It is, unfortunately, yeah. I wouldn't really know how to translate, but it's around about half an hour, but like less.
Ooh, I understand that. Could you give that to me in episodes of sitcoms?
It's like a 2x speed house episode.
A 2x speed house episode?
Yes, I'd say so.
Ooh, I'll have to keep that in mind. Well, besides our protests, there was also the unfortunate realization that there are homunculi loose all over campus.
Oh my god, yes, I ran into one the other day and it was absolutely terrifying. Seeing my traits distilled down to a small homunculi was absolutely, possibly the most riveting, yet at the same time terrifying experience, because it was all mouth and no ears.
What does it tell you about yourself?
Truly that I speak far too much.
That is a surprising amount of self-reflection from somebody who has a homunculi.
Well, it was also on my tarot cards yesterday, so I think I should be listening to those.
Oh, I see. What else did your tarot card say?
Honestly, a lot of things about betrayal, heartache, my radio show host being very rude to me and possibly hurting me. But besides that, nothing.
Oh, I think you should ignore those things. Tarot cards is all...
I agree, yeah. You know, tarot cards just...
It's never useful.
Never useful.
Yeah. Well, back to the homunculi. Apparently, there was a surprise final in the bio classes.
What's
because
now?
This is final season, and this being the end of the semester, that they were just allowed to make whatever they felt like and let them loose on campus.
And that's the reason for all these homunculi. I see.
Well, did you miss the large flying saucers?
I did. Wait, when was this?
This was about 3 minutes ago.
I was in recitation, my bad.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, there were large flying saucers all across campus, simply, like, beaming up random students.
I see, and I have a question. Is there any plan to sort of approach and get rid of these flying saucers or these homunculi? I mean, plans at all?
Why would you think there'd be plans?
Well, I just figured that...
Why do you want... What's your problem with them?
Are they not disturbing people? They're not just like...
Have you seen the new bike paths? Somebody else is disturbing people more.
That's true, actually.
Okay.
They are ridiculous.
Yes, they really are.
They are.
Well...
But anyway, speaking about the tarot card readings, apologies going back, because something tells me that some of them may be correct. I also did a horoscope this weekend. That was absolutely lovely, yes.
Well, actually, I would like to tell you that I was doing horoscopes for everybody.
You were, really?
I was. Tell
me about
it. I can find my sheet of paper that has all my horoscopes.
Of course, tell me all about your horoscope. So, personally, I'm a Capricorn. I was born in December.
You're a Capricorn.
I am a Capricorn, yes. Does that tell you anything about me, about my future? I would love to hear about it.
I think it tells me that I don't like you.
Are you sure it's because I'm a Capricorn?
I think that's the only reason.
Okay. Well, what if I were to tell you that I lied?
Lied to me.
I did lie to you. And I'm actually a Sagittarius.
That's such a Sagittarius thing to do, honestly.
That's, you know me too well.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, what are you?
I am also a Sagittarius.
Oh God. So I have to be grouped into the same type of star sign as you?
I don't think you need to. You could just change your birthday.
Who do I need to call for that?
Producer, do we know who we need to call for that?
Who do we need to call to change our birthdays?
It's very important.
Email pa@wrct.org.
Please email pa@wrct.org
okay,
if you need to change
wonderful.
Your birthdays. Okay.
I will definitely do that as soon as possible. Make sure I'm born. Would it be possible as well to make sure that I'm born after him by a significant amount of time?
Maybe, do you want to be younger than me?
No. I'm saying maybe, let's say he was born in 2003, maybe 100, 200 years later. I think that might be a better sort of timing. Do you think that would be possible at all?
I see the shaking of the head.
No, not possible. Too much paperwork. I see. Okay, unfortunately, we're going to have to live in the exact same time then.
Paperwork is just the problem with everything.
Is,
and that's
really
an amazing
is.
Segue to our next segment, which is Fun Fact Science Corner.
Oh, I love the Fun Fact Science Corner. Personally, as an ex-scientist myself until I got disbarred.
You don't stop talking, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Would you like me to continue?
Sure, go ahead.
Wonderful. Well, as an ex-scientist myself, I personally love my favorite science fact. Did you know that termites, although they do burrow into wood, can also look at the sun for an unknown amount of time? And fun fact, their eyes don't get dry.
That's very interesting. Did you make that up right now?
I did. How did you know that?
Well, I'm a bit of a scientist as well.
Oh my God, I see.
Like,
and you haven't been disbarred yet, have you?
Disbarring for lawyers.
I see.
Scientists just go to prison.
Oh, this is tragic. In that case, I have somewhere to be soon.
Really?
This explains a lot about the hearings and everything. I just figured they were being kind.
Just, they were dragging a bunch of people together to talk about the mistakes.
Yeah, I figured it was sort of like a, you know, just an anonymous group sort of thing, maybe, you know.
Jarl, I'm a little bit confused. Were you involved in the homunculi incident of 15 minutes ago?
Well, I did note that the homunculi looked very similar to what I would assume my traits are. That being said, mostly lips, no ears.
Well, I know that part, but were you involved in creating them?
I may have been. However, I did get an A on that biology final.
You know what? I think that's worth it.
I think it was as well. And frankly, what's a little homunculi gonna do, right? What's the harm? I know that they have been creeping people out. I know that they've been slithering around dirty, and they have been seen in Ween now.
They have been.
Which I did hear that caused a little bit of commotion in La Prima. But in my opinion, I just think they're just cute little guys, right?
I would agree with you.
And although they may be brutally disfigured and absolutely terrifying to look at, I think that somewhere in my heart, I hold a lot of love for them.
Well,
mostly because they are my own creation, and I do think that might make them my children.
That's very interesting. Will you have to pay child support?
I hope not, because there are a lot of them running around. I mean, I had to take this exam quite a few times.
Okay, that's good to know.
And it was six questions.
It was six questions?
It was six questions, all of them relating to making homunculi of different types.
I see.
So it would be a lot of payments, and frankly, I don't have that at the moment.
That is true, because you are very, very poor.
Yeah, tuition did just get raised by 3.8%, so unfortunately, that is true.
Well, tuition got raised by 3.5%?
It was 3.5. I thought it was 3 point something, yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. Actually, I don't know how much that is, because I don't know how to handle money.
Well, if I were to tell you it's somewhere between about a cent in your pocket as well as $1,000, would you believe me?
Hold on, let me think about that. No.
Really? Why is that?
I don't believe you.
That's actually a very valid reasoning. It's more.
Well, it was wonderful talking to you, but unfortunately we have to move on to our next segment, which is an ethical debate on whether or not robots can actually dream. Do you believe that they can?
I think that they need to believe in themselves more to have dreams.
I would agree with you. That ends our segment, Ethical Debates on Robot Dreams. Well, now moving on to our next segment, Ethical Debates on... Nope, we're out of ethical debates.
Yes, unfortunately, there is no more ethics for today. We have solved it all, and if we haven't, please let us know.
Are we...
Anyways, the next segment that we would like to talk about...
Crystals for home improvement.
Oh my God, don't get me started on crystals. I absolutely love them. Have you seen the crystal collection at the Carnegie Mellon Museum?
There's a crystal collection at the Carnegie Mellon Museum?
In fact, I saw a crystal there the other day which had a $1 tag on it, and I thought to myself, wow, that's very impressive. I could buy that maybe if I saved up.
If you saved up, you could. How long would it take you?
Well, to get $1, considering the fact that this is currently paying me about $0 an hour, I think quite a while, but I still have dreams.
I believe that you do have dreams. Now, if I were to give you say 50 cents today.
50 cents today, okay.
And then 25 cents tomorrow.
25, okay.
And then 12 and a half cents a day after.
See, so you're halving it each time.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Would you, do you, how long do you think it would take you?
Well, I do worry that the staff might have a very large problem with me giving them millions and millions of coins. But okay, aside from that, I could possibly do it in limit approaching infinity days.
Limit approaching infinity days.
I do
days.
Think I could,
I think
yes.
You heard it here first. If you just have an infinite amount of time, you too can get a crystal?
$1 crystal specifically. I don't know about the rest of them. I'm sure they're at least $2.
Well, would you use this crystal to improve your home, or would you use it to...
Well, I believe at the time it was an amethyst, and personally, I believe in the healing powers of amethyst, as you know, Kevin. And I think that this $1 amethyst could possibly help to invigorate my house and possibly fix the broken bed rest that I currently have.
That's incredible. Will you be using the amethyst as a amethyst as a hammer to sort of put it back together, or just staring at it really hard with the amethyst in your hand?
Well, I think my first approach would try to just stare at it, right?
Okay.
I feel as if that would take a lot less work. You know, having to construct a hammer seems like an awful amount of time, especially when I could just get a hammer to fix my problems, right?
That is true.
But if you really think about amethyst in its shape, as predicted by our horoscope, I really think that its healing powers can help us all. And what are your thoughts, and this is a very important question as to our future relationship,
okay,
but what are your thoughts on the healing powers and housing powers of geodes?
Well, see, geodes feel like the perfect place to move into if you're really looking for the sort of bachelor pad aesthetic for, you know, 20-something dirtbags, which we both are.
Of course,
notably.
And they seem deeply comfortable as well. The sort of
really
silence,
do.
The sort of moisture in there, I think I could feel right at home inside of a large geode.
You wouldn't
geode.
Even need a humidifier. You'd just
you
be
wouldn't.
Able to be...
Yes.
Yeah. I would set up my bed on one side, obviously, and then somewhere near some of the more interesting rock formations, I would probably put a TV.
That sounds wonderful. And would you obey the laws of feng shui while doing this? I'm curious as to your thoughts about that entirety of a sort of design idea.
I would love to believe in feng shui, but unfortunately, that is too much effort for me to think
I
about.
I understand. You're not willing to bring any stagnant ponds within your room.
I actually have two stagnant ponds
two.
In my room, but they were left there by the previous tenant.
I see, and you just don't feel like moving them?
No, not really.
Can I ask, do you have any animals, anything inside these stagnant ponds? Although they are stagnant, so I don't know if life can live in it.
Interestingly enough, one of the biggest pieces of news you'll ever get is that if you see a stagnant pond in nature, you shouldn't drink from it because...
Wait, why?
Well, see, animal life is actually a sign of healthy water.
Oh, okay, I see. But why would you want to drink out of the same water as an animal?
Well, because if the animal can drink it, you can drink it as well.
See, now you're starting to make sense. So would you say that these stagnant ponds in your house are not for drinking?
The last time I drank from them, I signed up to do a radio show with you, so...
I see.
I
so in general, you rarely come up with terrible ideas when you're drinking.
I usually do. We interrupt this very thrilling conversation to remind you that if you see a pack of feral Scotty dogs somewhere on campus, they are not friendly. They are currently very sad that we lost the game to Case Western Reserve University. And if you meet them, they will remind you about your imposter syndrome.
Absolutely. And please do report them to the nearest person you can find.
Even if that person has no idea what to do either.
Especially if they have no idea. It is quite funny to see the look on their faces.
This brings me to my next point. Have you heard of Doherty G?
Doherty G?
Well, they just sealed it off recently.
They just sealed Doherty G? I've only heard of A, B, and C.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. There's actually the rest of the alphabet after that.
I see. This makes sense so far.
E, F.
And the rest.
And the rest, yes.
And G as well. I forgot about G, but the rest
is in there,
as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what I was doing when I was walking through Doherty's, I realized that there have been architectural digs in the area for a while.
I see. What do you think they're digging for?
I don't know, but it could be anything.
Do you think they're hiding something?
What could they be hiding in the lower levels of Doherty?
Well, I've heard rumors. I've heard rumors of the things that occur in Doherty G and below, and none of them help me sleep at night. In fact, I find them quite scary. I did hear one rumor.
I see.
That 112 TAs actually grade their assignments in the Z basement of
Z
Doherty.
Basement. What is exactly is a Z, Kev?
Apologies. I do unfortunately have a disability that does make me say Z instead of Z. I am aware that is a very common issue. Just for anyone listening in, I am talking about the Z level of Doherty.
I see. For listeners who can't see, Jarl's handlebar mustache is starting to droop a little bit, and it makes me very sad.
Apologies, I'll apply some wax.
Take your time. Anyway, so there are quite a few rumors going around about Doherty G, but the most interesting one, and this is something I've been sort of focusing on recently, is what happens to students who just don't seem to enjoy Carnegie Mellon, because we're having so much fun here.
Of course, I'm having a blast.
You never see people who are sad or miserable or feel like they're not enjoying their time here.
Not at all. In fact, I feel like every interaction I've had here has been
joyful.
Accentuated with exclamation marks, to be honest.
I personally have never found any issues with Carnegie Mellon, but there must be people who are sad here.
I see, that's a strange thing to say, because personally, I don't think so. In fact, everyone I know here is as joyous as can be, and the people who I can barely remember who weren't, well, I don't really remember them very well anymore.
Well, I've heard that they're actually all in Doherty G, helping grade exams.
I see. That makes an unfortunate amount of sense, and it does seem as if the type of thing that we would do here.
Well, I think it's a good idea. If you're very sad about your own time here, well, if you can see how other people are doing worse than you, maybe that'll help.
Of course, I think personally watching other people suffering is the only real way to become happier.
Jarl, I keep forgetting you're a psychopath.
I am. How did you know?
Well, I think it's from everything you do.
That makes sense, and I appreciate that you take notice of me so much.
Well, I think we should have a small, short discussion about this. I personally need to retch after talking to you. So let's take a short music break.
That's understandable. Let's take a music break.
A long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip from me, took it to the park. When you're on your own, it's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your mind. Settle down, all the pillows soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they've gone. But if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movie, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're out.
right. Well, we are back from that music. Unfortunately, I was told I couldn't leave this area, so we have to do just a quick another disclaimer. I once again want to remind you, everything we say here, all of our thoughts, actions, daydreams, squabbles, and conversations are our own personal opinions and do not represent WRCT as a whole. We are simply telling you lies, mistruths, and fictional stories, mostly for our own entertainment, and we'll continue to do this as and how we go forward. If you or any other listener think we are telling you the truth, please send us an angry email. The views we provide are meant to be as silly and as stupid as possible. So, how was that break for you?
That break was absolutely wonderful. I mean, to not have to hear your voice for about 4 minutes and 30 seconds truly was a pleasure. But, you know, unfortunately, we are back, and unfortunately, I do have to be in the same studio as you. But, you know, it was wonderful. But you know what I'm very excited to talk about now that
Tell
we're back from
more.
The break is the sports news.
Sports news?
Yes. And I personally, you know, my favorite phrase is, did you see the game yesterday, right?
I personally have not seen the game yesterday. Which
you
game
did?
Are you talking about?
Well, I'm personally talking about the Jaguars versus the Pumas.
The Jaguars versus the who's?
The Pumas.
The Pumas, okay.
Of course, yes.
Jags Pumas, that was on what, ESPN?
That was on ESPN2, yes. Which
okay.
I'm talking about the football game here.
Okay, okay.
The proper football.
The Jaguars are being a football team.
Yes, so the Jaguars are a football team. But what was very interesting about it is that the Pumas actually aren't a football team.
Oh.
They exclusively play rugby.
Okay.
However, as part of a charity match between the Pumas and the Jaguars, they decided that they would be playing hockey.
So were both teams playing hockey or was just one team playing hockey?
Both teams were playing hockey. However, neither of them knew how to skate.
Oh, that's deeply unfortunate.
It was. The scoreline, however, was very impressive.
Really? What was it?
It was actually 0-0.
And the end? Well, hockey's not supposed to end in ties.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, I saw 0-0, and I thought something's gone awry, something's gone
wrong,
terribly
yeah.
wrong, right? Like,
what happened?
And I just sat there for a few minutes, and then I realized, this is the beauty of the game.
Had the game started yet?
You know, there actually wasn't any indication that it had.
Okay. So were you just sitting there watching nothing happen on the ice?
Well, now that you mention it, there also weren't any people on the ice.
Were there any people in the stands?
There was a few, yes. They seemed to be filing in. I just assumed that,
okay,
you know,
okay.
it was sort of late notice. No.
Oh, they were just very late.
Yes, I assume so. I mean,
I see. Every
once in a while, people will show up to a game maybe 2 hours late, 3 hours late.
Yeah, that's very normal, actually. The last time I went to see a baseball game, I showed up, I think, 4 hours after it started, and nothing had happened.
That makes absolute sense. In fact, the last time I went to see a baseball game, I got hit in the head with the baseball, and when I woke up,
that was
nothing
me.
Had happened. That was you?
That was me.
That was you?
I have very good aim.
That was deeply impressive.
I know. I was on the other side of the stadium.
You know, I didn't get to keep that baseball.
No, I took it from you.
This makes sense.
I
was out for a while, to be fair.
I have it with me. Do you want me to throw it to you again?
No, I really would appreciate
okay.
you don't.
Cool.
Thank you. But I appreciate the offer, and it was very kind of you.
You know what? I just want to make your first time at a baseball game memorable.
It was a very... Actually, now that I think of it, I don't remember much of it. Before and after the baseball, but
well, at least you remember one part.
That's true. I remember the baseball, and that's
all that matters.
Truly
anyway, back
sport.
To this Jaguars Pumas game. So, did you leave after the score was 0-0 and the game hadn't started yet?
Well, I sat at the TV for about what I want to say is 45 minutes,
okay.
and I truly was just had the time to appreciate how beautiful things about hockey were. I mean, seeing the nets, right? And this beautiful grass field, right? You can
of
tell
course.
That they've trimmed it.
You do realize there is
majestic.
A sport called field hockey, guys.
Could you repeat that?
There is a sport called field hockey.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Field hockey.
Yes, it's hockey with a field.
And do they still use the ice skates?
They try not to.
What happens if they do? Do you get a bad?
It tears up the field. It looks really awful.
I see.
You know how when you have the lawn and you sort of destroy it by stepping boots on? It's not fun.
So is it sort of just a really strange way of mowing a lawn?
Well, I feel like if you wanted to mow your lawn, you want sort of these nice regular patterns.
Yeah.
Much like how the Pumas were playing on defense in that game.
I see. Like sort of a waffle iron type of skate.
Exactly, exactly. But unfortunately, straight skates, they're meant for more strange improvisational tools, much like the Jaguars' offense.
I see. But you're talking about their offense and defense. Now, I need to ask you, I didn't actually see them on the pitch. Did you see them? Did you see the match?
Well, I was actually playing.
Oh, wait. For which team?
The referees.
I see. Did you guys win?
Of course we did.
I'm deeply impressed.
Look, sports would be so much worse if it weren't for referee meddling.
Truly. You know what I say? Any ref is a friend of mine.
Every young child across America, I think, wakes up and says, I want to be a ref one day.
You know, the other day I was watching this truly inspirational moment in football history. And what had happened was there was this absolutely nasty tackle that had happened.
I see.
And the ref... Bless his soul. What he did was he carried on play, and I've never appreciated someone as much because truly he understood the essence of the game. He
that
kept
someone
going.
Should be bleeding out in the corner.
No, not even that. I mean, that was happening, and it was slightly concerning. In
it
fact,
really
there were
was,
quite
yeah.
a few people sort of stopping the game.
Oh,
right?
That's not good.
But
yeah.
what he understood is that in those 90 minutes of football, you should play
Football's only 1 hour.
But okay, sorry. In those 1 hour of football, You have to play every second.
That
you
is true.
Need
except for time stoppages and timeouts.
See,
and dead ball moments.
I'm not sure what those are, but I think that those should be removed.
You think those should be removed?
I do.
What's your opinion on the field goal?
I think that that's where goals should take place.
From the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Where else are you taking it from? Personally, I think that if well executed, a touchdown can be a very beautiful show of acrobatic skill. But I do worry about injuries.
I also worry about injuries. The Jags game, they had, what, three different injuries?
I think it may have been four. However, on the fourth one, it seemed as if the officials sort of just didn't care as much.
Do you know why?
Well, I did hear that the official had just been told by that exact same player something very insulting about his mother.
Oh, well... You know, if you're going to say that to a ref, I guess you sort of have to deal with the
consequences.
You
really do. I mean, you speak to a ref about their mother. You sort of have to be expected to be sort of in the corner and able to move for a little bit.
Well, that was a hell of a game. Moving on to the second game on our schedule, apparently the Detroit Lions were playing the Carolina Reapers in a spice eating contest. Does this also qualify as a sports?
I would say that it definitely does. I mean, you've just named two titans of the sporting industry. I don't know
that
why it wouldn't. I mean, Carolina Reapers for me have always represented a pretty diverse amount of opinion. I mean, you get such variety within them.
They're on the peak of what they
really are, the peak of their industry. But, you know, like the Lions, I mean, they can eat, right?
That is true.
Have you seen their previous eating competition styles?
I haven't actually, not
really.
For a while.
Oh, wow. You should at some point Google that because it
really
is just wonderful to watch. I mean, it's
there
just
are
impressive.
Some rumors, however, that the Carolina Reaper might be using, how do I even put this, human growth hormone.
Oh, you think?
Not maybe not human growth hormone, but some genetic modifications.
Do you think they're cheating?
I cannot accuse anyone of anything.
Of course not.
But
you would never.
What I would say is I don't think the Carolina Reapers got this way by pure natural selection.
I fully understand what you're saying. And you know what? I do need to still review those tapes, but I think your suspicion might be correct.
I think so too.
I think so as well. And frankly, you know what really interested me during that spicy eating competition?
I don't want to know, but you're going to tell me anyway, aren't you?
Unfortunately, Kevin, I am going to tell you.
Yeah. Jarl, you're one thing. If there's one thing I can always say, and you do not stop talking.
You could call me consistent as well.
I would call you Jarl.
Well, that is my name. But what I was saying is what truly, truly got my eye was that the Carolina Reapers didn't seem to flinch. I mean, they were eating some of the spiciest things I've ever seen. I mean, I could see the steam rising from those foods.
They were completely okay.
They were fine. Whereas the Lions, have you heard back from them since that? I mean, I know they went to the ER and...
Oh, they okay? I think they did, but from what I can gather, they were completely okay.
Okay, that's
they drank, I think, a lot of milk.
Okay.
There is... I believe this because when I went to Giant Eagle last time and I tried to buy milk, the entire Detroit Lions eating team just waiting in front of me.
That seems deeply inconvenient. Were they out of milk by the time that they had purchased
milk? Oh, no, they had more than enough milk. It was just annoying.
I see. So just having to get past them to get...
Well, I was in line.
They were in line.
They were, of course. Where else would they be?
Who knows? They could just be drinking the milk there.
Have you ever drank milk in line?
I've never drank milk.
You've never drank milk?
I've never drank milk. I've always sworn against it. I've always said that I believe that people who drink milk, I just don't understand it.
What don't you understand about it?
It's just, for me...
It's like water, but better.
Well, see, I disagree with you on that one. Because for me, there's not much better than water.
But there is.
And what would that be?
I just said it's milk.
Well, you do have a way of convincing me, but I will have to try at some point.
I'm glad we could have this spirited debate on air.
I'm glad as well, because I was in a very heated argument about milk the other day, and it didn't
really
go anywhere.
With who?
With my roommate, actually.
What's your roommate's name?
Oh, I can't discuss that, unfortunately, for full disclosure, but his name is Jackson.
You were talking to yourself, weren't you? Oh, okay.
I might have also...
We don't like Jackson here, do we?
No, we absolutely despise him. But he was saying, and so he drinks milk straight out of the cup. In fact, straight by the gallon. It's kind of terrifying.
Just get a gallon of milk and just go through it all in one sitting? Or?
He does, and it's concerning because, you know, I use it to cook.
I mean, that's what the Lions were doing.
Really?
Yeah, it was
just
very impressive.
Straight a gallons down?
I mean, I feel like that's how... When you take your licks from the Carolina Reaper, I think you should sort of have to go with... You have to just go with it.
I guess that's fair. You can't go, you know, you can't go fist to fist with the Carolina Reaper and sort of not expect that
outcome. Or bite for bite, as it were.
That's true. They were biting and not punching.
Yes, because if they were punching, that would be a boxing match.
That's true, and I do not condemn that.
You do not condone boxing?
No, I don't condemn it. I very much condone it.
You do condone boxing?
Of course I do, yes.
Have you seen good boxing recently?
I did, yes, I did. In fact, from my home country of South Africa, there's a wonderful boxer. His name's Casper.
Okay.
And he just recently won the heavyweight championship. It was a very close call, and it was a very close match, but it was truly riveting to watch. I don't know much about boxing, but I do know that they were punching each other several times.
Several times,
several times, and in fact, one of them fell down after a while.
I feel like that That's pretty surprising.
It was. I mean, I fully expected them to continue. I'm pretty sure that's what they were supposed to be doing.
Were you shocked by the violence in boxing?
I was pretty shocked, yes.
Were you appalled?
I would even say I was appalled.
Would you say that it would be better if boxing was just a less violent sport?
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I think it's inherent that we need violence in sports. I think I'm a big proponent of
the idea. So you are a bad person.
Yes, I'm a big proponent of the idea of increasing our violence in sports. I mean, I've always been saying this. Rugby doesn't wear helmets. Why do we need to wear helmets in American football? I don't understand it.
American football?
Well, I also have yet another disorder which makes it so that I say American football instead of football and I say football instead of soccer. My apologies about that.
We'll forgive
I'll try
you
my
time.
Hardest not to.
Okay. I've been wondering, so wouldn't racing, for example, be better if after the drivers ended, they just got up and had a boxing match directly afterwards?
That's fair. See, what I was concerned about when it came to that, because I did actually hear this being said on a different talk show, my biggest concern was they go in circles so many times around a lap, aren't they going to be dizzy when they get out?
I don't know.
I mean, have you seen those races where they go for like 300 laps just going around?
Actually, it's 500 because it's in the name.
500
yes.
laps.
That's a lot of laps.
I'd be dizzy by the third.
Really?
Yes, it's actually quite impressive.
Is that because you have a weak constitution?
Yes.
Okay. So if you just go round and round and round.
Well,
and
you're already getting me dizzy. You're getting me dizzy already. I'd highly recommend you
stop. If I keep saying that, will you leave?
I'll likely pass out in this chair.
Round and round
this
and round.
This is not going well.
Okay. He hasn't passed out yet.
Luckily not. But anyways, in other news, besides sports, which we will be discussing later, is README polls have just come out.
That is very exciting.
I've been waiting all week for them.
I consider README to be on the same level of Pew or me asking random people on the street.
Honestly, for me, README is just my one source stop and shop for news. Everything that I feel that I don't need to know is printed right in there.
Every single time. It's frankly impressive.
It really is. It's almost as if they know exactly what I really don't want to know.
Well, tell me about these polls. What were the results?
Well, so the polls were actually covering popularity. They were popularity polls, and they were discussing the popularity between readers of the Tartan, readers of the README, and people who didn't want to be interviewed and who people were being shouted at in
really?
The streets by random poll takers. And
the results were?
Well, could you repeat the results?
Well, let me pull these up. Do you read README or the Tartan? The Tartan was only read by 3 people on campus.
Very low.
README was read by 8, and the vast majority, 312 people, told me to stop talking to them.
I see. Those are great turnout numbers for such a poll.
I'm really impressed. I feel like 321 people might be the best poll we've had yet.
Well, how did you get that many people to take this poll?
Well, I walked into a classroom, and I interrupted the professor. I said, I really need to ask this question. And I went from seat to seat and said, basically, I asked my question.
I see. This makes sense. And can I ask what class this was? Like, if you had any bearings to it? No.
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 Okay, you just entered a random classroom. Did you know what class it was?
No.
You've just entered a random classroom and harangued the
students. It wasn't haranguing. It was important information for the future of America.
I mean, as long as it goes to a good cause, right?
Exactly.
I mean, truly, I have to say that this newest issue of the README blew my socks off.
Blew your socks off?
Truly. I was still wearing my shoes, yet there were no socks on.
That seems very inconvenient.
It was deeply inconvenient. I had to go find them. They'd actually gone across the Allegheny.
A lot of things seem to end up on the other side of the Allegheny these days.
They really do. It almost feels like most of the world is across the Allegheny nowadays.
Most of the... Are you telling me that you think that there are better things on the other side of the Allegheny than here?
No, not at all. The important parts of the world are all here.
We always remember that old phrasing, the grass is always greener on the side that you are.
Exactly. And our side is our side of the Allegheny.
Very green.
Very, very green.
And do you know where the Allegheny is?
See, you ask a fascinating question. I do believe it is in Pittsburgh.
And is that all you know about it?
It's a big river.
Have you ever seen it?
Well, not with my own eyes. I wouldn't dare to look at it.
Okay, are you scared of it?
Maybe.
Why are you scared of the Allegheny?
But I don't know what's in it.
Well, plenty of things. And besides, the Allegheny did not... Well, we still don't know the weather, so theoretically the Allegheny could have frozen over while you weren't looking.
It could have, but I have a question then. Would that cause less fear or more fear? Because think about it this way. Not only do I not know what's underneath the Allegheny because of its slightly murky water, but on top of that, there's ice covering from what I can see.
But if you can't see it, does it exist?
Well, when you say it like that, probably not.
Exactly. I feel like if you just closed your eyes and you just went out on the what we assume to be frozen Allegheny, you'd be fine.
But would I stop existing if I close my eyes?
Well, can you see yourself right now?
This is terrible. I cannot.
I think I imagine what this is what René Descartes was thinking about when he wrote his famous words...
I see, therefore I am.
Yes.
Well, I see myself, specifically.
Yes, we all know that the sum total of existence is whether or not you can actually see it.
Of course. Do you think we should all be carrying around mirrors in that case?
I feel like, Well, I usually just look at myself quite often. For example, this ring is very shiny. I look here, I can see my face. I can see my face in your mustache.
I see. I usually personally just keep a broken bottle inside of my pocket.
That makes you sound like you have some issues with drink. I don't know if I can say that on air, actually.
No, I just have shards in my pockets.
Oh, okay.
This has nothing to do with anything that you could possibly ever be mentioning. But simply put, I fear that I'll never be able to see myself again if I can't see myself at all times. It's not vanity, it's just fear.
So, would you say that the story of Narcissus in that age-old...
I love that guy.
Yeah, would you say that he was in the right in that case?
Yeah, he's me for real, for real. Like, he's just wonderful. I mean, I was thinking about his story the other day, you know, him sort of looking into that puddle of all infinity because he was so in love with himself, and I think... Wow, if only I could find a puddle. Yeah.
And have you been walking around looking for puddles since then?
I actually have been. Unfortunately, it does seem like they've frozen over.
Well, they might have frozen over because we do not know what's going on
outside.
That's
true. You know, I think directly after this, I'm going to go walk around the entirety of Pittsburgh looking for puddles.
I think you are going to do that.
I think so.
I think that's the only thing you have to look forward to today.
That's a deeply disappointing fact, but it is a fact.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I hope you find the puddles you're looking for.
I appreciate it very much. But anyways, on to other news. I don't know if you've heard this, but there's just been an update about the feral Scotties.
Oh, tell me more.
There just has been. So they've been reported recently being as near to this radio station as possibly outside our door.
My God, are you telling me there could be feral Scottish Terriers outside of this door?
I'm telling you right now that there could be, at minimum, one feral Scottish Terrier outside our door.
Hold on, I should go check this.
He's going to check, audience.
Oh, dear Lord.
How many did you see?
None.
Okay, never mind. This is, you know, I guess it was a fair warning.
Well, I'm glad somebody warned us that something like this could happen.
I'm glad as well. I mean, imagine if it theoretically had happened.
It would have been awful. I don't think we were prepared.
I don't think so either. I mean, you went to that door. What if there was a feral Scotty?
I would have, who knows? Let's not discuss that.
That's true. That was a nightmare. I would never want to think
but
about
I think
that.
We need to make sure, we need to talk to our superiors and make sure that there are defenses for that in the future.
That's true. Have we considered installing some form of defense within the radio?
I think that's a good idea.
I think so as well.
I think that's a good idea. Now, one more second. Let me go take a look again.
Of course, no worries.
There are still no feral Scotty dogs.
Still no feral Scotty dogs. Are you sure? Wait, can you check one last
time? Hold on. Well, let me check one more last time. Nothing.
Tragic.
Well, maybe they've gone to Ween G. Doherty G.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ween G, I've never heard of, but it is possible that they're there. I do worry, though, about those poor students who are busy grading homeworks.
I feel like those students would enjoy having pets to have with them.
That's fair, but feral ones?
Well, what's life without a little bit of excitement, right?
That's true. Do you think that their ferality might actually make them possibly grade faster?
I feel like it's a good incentive if you have, you know, sort of... It's something snapping at your heels, you run faster. And if something's snapping at your heels, perhaps you'll grade faster.
Yeah, it's sort of like the whole paperboy routine, right? Being chased by dogs to make sure you can run faster, all that.
Exactly.
Of course. You know what? When you say it like that, have you ever considered that maybe we should switch away from sort of positive reinforcement at this university and sort of go more towards feral Scotty dogs?
I feel like if I had to take an exam and while taking the exam there were feral Scotty dogs around, I would do a lot better in those exams.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
It really does.
I think that pressure makes diamonds, and I think that feral Scotty dogs truly make gold.
I'm sorry, pressure makes diamonds?
I believe so. I was told that, at least.
Since when?
I'm not sure. I'm going to say I was told this about 2 weeks ago, so probably for at least 2 weeks it's been happening.
Are diamonds taking a hard course load? Is that why they're under pressure?
My assumption would be so, yeah. I'm saying at least 7 to 8 courses.
Okay, and that translates to 60 or so hours a week of work?
Possibly more. I mean, how much pressure do you think it takes to make a diamond?
Well, I feel like 60 to 70 hours a week of work is just what the average Carnegie Mellon student does.
I think you might be lowballing it, but I think you could also be right.
So, a lot of pressure will make diamonds.
A lot of pressure. In fact, I'm saying my estimate would be over 100 hours per week of
there
work.
There are only 100 hours in a week, though. It was a very well-known fact.
This is a well-known fact, yes. Which is why I think we need to push the boundaries of time.
You think we need to change how long a week is?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. I was in the shower, and I thought, damn, I wish we had more than 24 hours in a day.
Well, hold on. I need to do some quick mathematics. If we take 24 hours in a day, and there are how many days in a week? 7?
I believe so.
Hold on.
As last time I checked, yes.
7 times 4 is 28.
7 times 4 is 28,
and 7 times
sure.
2 is 14. And if we add those together, we get 42 hours in a week.
Well, I can't personally do that sort of math because it is a little bit above my pay grade, but I'll trust you on that.
Well, I think you should trust me.
And what does the 42 number refer to here?
Well, that's the number of hours in a week.
I see. And so we're saying that, in theory, we need to do over double the amount just to make diamonds.
I think that's the point, yes. I think that's very difficult.
I think it's tragic. I think there is a possibility that no Carnegie Mellon students will turn into diamonds.
Well, that's unfortunate, especially with how much, how many uses diamonds have. You can use them to get married to someone. You can use them to get divorced from someone. You can use them to get married a second time. You can throw them at people.
That's true. And speaking about marriage, I don't know if you've seen Farnam Jahanian's new hair wax. Because personally, I was just shocked. I know he's a W5 type of guy when it comes to hair wax.
Very shiny.
I personally got my entire handlebar mustache wax look straight from him. He has been my inspiration for years now. And there are rumors going around and possible new sightings and images of him having changed his shiny bald head.
That's incredible.
To a matte head.
A matte finish?
A matte finish.
Are you telling me, is it going to reflect light? What happens now?
Well, see, from my understanding, there's a few issues that come up with it.
Okay.
The first one being that it will be very difficult to be able to look at Farnam and get blinded, which was sort of the previous experience.
That is true. That did happen to many students here.
As well as the fact that, and this is a great thing, that he will not have to powder his head as much in order to avoid sort of refraction, you know?
Well, I feel like refraction is very interesting. Do you remember after sometimes it would rain and you'd see the Farnam rainbows in the sky?
That's true, actually. I do miss those in the sky, and I haven't seen them for a while.
It hasn't rained in six months.
It really hasn't. It's been awful. Do you remember when he put on that prism hat?
That prism hat?
Just that massive.
It was incredible.
It was incredible. I've never seen so many colors of a rainbow.
All 15 of them.
All 15 of them.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the point at hand. I cannot believe he's taking the matte look. Are you going to join suit?
Well, I'm not sure. See, I've been rocking the very shiny, mirror-like handlebar mustache for at least the past 2, 3, maybe even 5 minutes. And I worry that it's become part of my identity. In fact, I don't know.
Do you latch onto things very quickly?
I do. In fact, I don't know if I can separate the Jarl from the mustache.
I feel like that would be very easy to do if you had a razor or perhaps a switchblade.
Well, I mean, when you say it like that, that is true, and I do have a razor.
Well, why don't you take the mustache off right now? Let's see if we can separate you two.
Well, give me just 1 second.
Okay. One.
No, I couldn't do it. It was too painful.
I gave up, yes.
It's just part of me now, and unfortunately, this handlebar mustache is here to stay.
That's deeply unfortunate, and I really hope it's gone by the time I see you next.
Who knows? Maybe it will be. Maybe it won't be.
Who knows? Well, I'm glad Farnam is making a decision that makes him happy.
I am as well. You know, I think that a lot of people in today's day and age truly make decisions based on the people around them. And although I am absolutely heartbroken by this decision, I truly wish Farnam and his new wax a happy life.
I do as well. Do we have any more news to cover before we end the show?
Well, I do believe you might have had one thing to say, if I remember correctly.
What else do we have?
Oh, well, I guess if you don't have anything.
Well, I was thinking about, did you hear about the spate of dorm drama that happened over winter break?
That's what I thought you were about to talk about. Yes.
Apparently, MGM Studios have decided to film the entirety of Home Alone 5 inside Donner.
I remember hearing about this, and I remember hearing that they were actually planning on continuing students to come in, even though the traps were still set.
I'm so shocked by that. What is his name? Macaulay Culkin. Now 45 years old.
I believe so, yes.
Has come back to star in Home Alone 5, Home Aloner. And my fellow classmates are in there.
You know, I have a question, though. Will they get credited?
I don't think they should. Personally, some of those experiences, one of them got caught in a trap, and there was no drama, there was no acting.
Just pain. Well, that's not good for the silver screen.
It isn't, and the director said, I need you to give me more, I need you to give me more energy, and all there really was just pain.
See, I think that's actually quite disappointing, especially from the amazing stunt doubles coming out from Donner.
That is honestly one of the truest things I've heard. I think the dramatic acting performances of the Donner acting community really could use a lot of work.
It really could, and I mean, look towards other dorms, look towards other places like Moorwood Gardens. I mean, they have absolute star power there, right?
They really do.
They have the chops for acting, and it is
every time the fire alarm went off.
Truly, I've never seen more distress in people's faces.
It was incredible.
It really was. I think at one point they were doing it up to once every week.
It happened 4 times in 2 weeks at some point.
That's deeply impressive and true commitment to the art. I really hope that one day these stunt doubles and these aspiring actors from Donner can truly reach those heights.
Well, I do as well. I think that's the last piece of news I have to share today.
Well, I think it is as well for me.
Well, in that case, to our dear listeners, thank you, goodbye, and I hope never to see any of you again.
I hope so as well. Tuning out.
comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Dr. Oscar Radoli, bringing you the best mix of music.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, I'm AC, and this is Something Blue, where we listen to something old, something new, and something borrowed every week. This week, we're going to do R&B, starting off with Hypnosis by Ravina.
What I need.